Stugatz here for Advance Auto Parts. These days, it's good to be prepared, and that includes your vehicle. That's why Advance Auto Parts has free vehicle battery testing and installation with no appointment needed. Batteries start at just $79.99. They'll also have curbside pickup on any order. Enter the code DAN20 when you buy online to save 20% on your order. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See stores for details.
Guest on the Dan Le Batard Show up here via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Here's your SportsCenter update. It's been a while since I've said this. Strap it on, Dan. Ohio State football players and their parents were asked to sign an acknowledgement of risk waiver regarding the coronavirus pandemic before returning to campus for voluntary workouts on June 8th. The NBA informed teams in a memo Saturday that coronavirus testing for players and staff taking part in the league's restart will begin June 23rd and take place every other day. Here we go. And finally, doctors in Vietnam found that a local resident who was infested with the nearly extinct guinea worm, the guinea worm formerly known as Dracnucleus medinensis, is a nematode that usually infects people through drinking water contaminated with tiny freshwater crustaceans that have eaten worm larvae. I mean, seriously, what are we doing here? When these first hosts die, the worms break free and penetrate into the abdomen from the intestinal wall, where they grow up into full-fledged adults and get to mating. When the female worm is ready to release larvae, it breaks through the skin, creating a burning sensation, forcing the host to go to the nearest water source. Excuse me, that's the word I trip up on. Source. It's source. Source. S-A-U-R-C-E. Source. Then the larva is released into the water. It can take weeks for the worm to be removed. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day. Source.
Time now for Stugatz's weekend observations.
It is time for Stugatz to share his game notes. No one in the media will tell you what happened better than my boy Stu.
Weekend observations brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. Get a free battery test and free installation with any automotive battery purchase only at Advance Auto Parts. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts. Dan, a playoff at the Colonial between two household names like Daniel Berger and Colin Morikawa. And just like that, golf is back. Laker players saying there is no divide and still time to figure this all out are things, if you listen closely, you'll hear your window say as you slowly close it. What happened? Sunday afternoon, third headline, profootballtalk.com. Max Crosby looking forward to great competition in the AFC West.
It's so useless.
Hashtag COVID-19.
So bad.
Quick question. Who the hell is Max Crosby? You know?
I don't know.
These are called weekend observation. So I try and share with you what other people are saying. Because what I am about to say is what I observed other people saying over the weekend. Here's what they were saying. Greg Popovich, I agree with your opinions on Roger Goodell, and we'll take you and them seriously once you give me your honest opinion on how your own commissioner handled the China situation. So store that away in the That's What the People Are Saying file. And Greg Popovich, you are welcome. Pop. Cluing them in, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
By the way, that Crosby guy spells Max with two X's.
Really?
Dan, Just out of curiosity, you trust a guy who spells Max, M-A-X-X?
More than one who spelled it with three X's.
Good answer. Daniel Berger said he dreamed of moments like this. You dreamed of winning a tournament that no fans attended during a global pandemic. Congratulations, Berger, but weird dreams. The things LeBron James must be saying about Kyrie Irving in private. Oh, to be a fly on the wall. Oh, man, I'd love to hear him.
Can flies hear well enough to actually...
It's a great question. I've thought about it often.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Lebatard Show. Do flies hear well? Because it would really put some, it would put some doubt into whether or not that being a fly on a wall during a conversation would be a good thing.
That's a great point. The rare Daniel Victory Burger with a side of extra holes on a leaderboard that had a combined resume of four Masters, three U.S. Opens, one Open Championship, and one PGA Championship. It was a man who has never won a major, earned his third career victory, and first in 3 years. You know what that's called, Dan?
No.
It's called golf.
Yeah, it is called golf.
Just so you know. Dwight Howard, removed from LeBron's Christmas list, collision course. Kyrie Irving, forcing LeBron to choose between winning a title and social injustice. Heady play. Did Kyrie Irving go from asking who would provide the vodka to many wondering if he drank it all? Minus 800 on LeBron, muting his mic during the Zoom after Kyrie chimed in. All of this feels like a good time to remind you the NBA will not be testing for weed during its return. At this point, I'm pretty certain LeBron would show up to that bubble by himself.
Chris Cody is out here saying that he'd rather be an invisible human on the wall than a fly on the wall. Thanks for nothing, Chris Cody.
He does. Of course
he'd
would.
He'd rather have his own hearing, but you wouldn't be afraid.
You would be on a wall, though. Wouldn't you be in the room.
Wouldn't you be afraid of making a noise if you were an invisible human? Why not? It does seem inefficient to get sort of the translation in fly from the fly on the wall when you could just be an invisible human.
No need to be stuck on a wall.
No. If you're an invisible human, you can just sit right there in the middle of the table because you're an invisible human.
You have a snack. I mean, you do whatever you want.
You haunt the hell out of that place eating snacks.
But then the snack moves. It's not invisible. That's then someone correct. Might be onto it.
Oh, a flaw in the Stugatz plan.
My wife still doesn't believe the person she saw on TV last night was Sammy Sosa. Sunday afternoon, third headline, CBSSports.com. Former Jets quarterback Christian Hackenberg ready to try a new sport.
All right, I was waiting for an update on what was going on with Hackenberg.
Third headline, I mean, hashtag COVID-19.
Need to be higher.
It was golf going on. Play for free. Make us hundreds of millions. Sign a waiver releasing us of any liability while doing all that. You contract a virus during a world pandemic. Ohio State sports, do me a favor. Go to hell. And speaking of hell, Art Briles. Dan, those are the weekend observations.
There has been no one around here, Stugatz, who has had his hands in my back pushing me toward the octagon more than Guillermo Gil. He's rivaled closely by Mike Ryan, but Guillermo Gil will not take no for an answer when I try to turn back. He is pushing me with both fists toward the octagon.
I'm just, you know, I'm kind of wondering, because you were talking about people taking their eyes off the prize earlier, and I'm... Where do we exactly stand on this fight, Dan, that you're doing for the betterment of fighter pay, I think is what the I think that was the cause that we're doing this for?
I would ask Mike Ryan where things stand as he runs things up the Disney ladder. where they don't allow us to do much of anything around here because we're going to be liable for stuff. We have to go through a temperature check obstacle course to get in here. I doubt very much that they're going to let me fight Dana White, even if I wanted to.
There are a few things, and I'm keeping track and inventory here. There's the Dana White thing. There's Shaquille O'Neal wanting to slap you, I think, for $1 million. And Jeff Darlington still needs to tase you.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we've got to find out if Disney's going to allow that as well.
No, Disney won't allow Jeff Darlington.
They won't allow that?
No, clearly not. We've broached
wait a minute.
The tasing.
Which one do you think is more dangerous? Put it on the poll at Levitard Show, Guillermo. Is more dangerous? Fighting Dana White or getting tased by Jeff Darlington?
Remember, we knew that we had no chance of getting that cleared, so we moved it to a Stone Cold Stunner, and that's still pending. I'll bring it up on my call this Thursday. That's right. Even though I'm still waiting for a text back on whether or not Dan can fight Dana White, I have a calendar invite for a call after the show on Thursday, and I will have more updates then.
Can you get the marching band Nowhere song and play it to start the next segment? Because this is all we do is we talk about stuff and then it never happens.
Stugatz here. Support for the Dan Le Batard Show with Stugatz podcast comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home today is so much more than it was yesterday, but at Rocket Mortgage, home is still all about you. During these challenging times, the top priority at Rocket Mortgage is the health and safety of the communities they serve. If you need mortgage assistance, their team is available 24/7 to answer questions and offer solutions. Whether that means saving money on your mortgage or finding a new way to navigate payments from their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/Levitard to learn more. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number is 3030.
Hello, this is your apartment. I need some favors from you. Your cat keeps rubbing against the kitchen island, and I can't return the favor. Can you give her extra pets for me? After that, could you bundle your renters and car insurance with Geico? We could save money, and it's easy to do online. And one last thing. Could you leave the TV on during the day? I need to catch up on my soaps.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
SBN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. If you missed any of the show, you can listen to all 3 hours of the Dan Le Batard Show, plus our Miami Only Hour and our Best of Podcast on demand in the ESPN app. And subscribe to the Le Batard and Friends Podcast Network featuring Southbeat Sessions, Stupidity, and Mystery Crate. Please rate and subscribe. New episodes are posted every week wherever you get your podcasts.
So Darren Revell says via Twitter that Todd McFarlane paid an inflated adjusted total of $5.8 million for Mark McGwire's 67th home run, his 68th home run ball, his 69th and his 70th, and Sammy Sosa's 61st and 66th, and Barry Bonds' number 73.
Yeah, Todd McFarlane opened up last night's 30 for 30. I did not expect that to be the very first face that I saw on this subject. It was surprising. He's a huge collector.
Did you see, though, what those balls would be worth now if we had to pay for these home run balls?
No, I mean, I was, and I forgot this had happened. The guy who got McGwire's, was it his 61st or 62nd, worked for the Cardinals and gave the ball back to Mark. I mean, that thing's got to be worth $5 million.
Well, it's not worth any of what you think that it's worth, because Darren Revell is reporting that right now Todd McFarlane would be hard-pressed to get $1 million total for all seven of his purchased baseballs.
Whose balls are juiced?
So you've got McGwire's number 67.
Whose balls are juiced?
His number 68.
Whose balls are juiced?
His number 69.
Whose balls are juiced?
And his 70th.
Balls.
And you've got Sammy Sosa's number 61.
Are juiced.
And number 66.
Whose balls are juiced?
And Barry Bonds is number 73.
Balls are juiced.
And that, of course, is Billy Ray Cyrus talking about why it is that Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame. And we asked him a question that sort of sideswiped him.
Whose balls are juiced?
Naturally.
That's a bummer. And it speaks, though, Stugatz, to everything that has happened to baseball. Because while I was making fun of you last week for lamenting the thing that I've heard every work stoppage that baseball ever has, which is this will ruin the sport, I don't think this will ruin the sport if they can't come back to play baseball. I don't actually think a mutated 50-game season, while fun, is representative of anything that resembles a champion. That's just a money grab.
Yeah, like, but it's a lot more fun and a lot shorter sprint. I mean,
it is a shorter sprint, except the Royals can win the sprint is the problem.
I'm good with that. I don't care.
I mean, if you want to make it even more random than the playoffs already are in baseball, just don't treat it like it's a legitimate measurement of your best team.
It gives the Mets a shot.
Gives everybody a shot if you're going to go 50 games. And it's just going to be a sprint till the end. And if Manfred is sitting here guaranteeing you that at the very least you're going to get those 50 games, that would be helpful to baseball. But when your average fan is 52 years old, when you've got an obvious problem that now it's all home runs or nothing, not enough contact, games are too long. It's either the whole game has evolved so fast, not like basketball, which evolved to the three-point line and people enjoyed it. It's evolved to a place where it's less watchable, even among people, Stugatz, that really love the game.
Right.
And what you have happening, and I can't remember this happening in my journalism lifetime. What you have happening with baseball is that you are losing sports fans and you are going from a sport that used to be nationally relevant and top three by any measure, top two in some cases because it was ahead of basketball there for a while, you see it evaporating right in front of your eyes. So like a work stoppage when people are already teetering toward indifferent.
Yes.
It can be the last drop in a bucket that makes a bucket overflow because in my lifetime, I've never seen a sport lose more fans that used to be fans of their sport than baseball. Like in my lifetime, there is no comparison to baseball. Used to have an ardent fan base and now the average age is 52 years old. Those people who grew up on baseball, but while they're good with advanced media and whatnot, they're better than any of the sports with advanced media. They don't know how to capture young people.
And look what it took to get baseball to come back. The first time this happened, it took the summer of 98. It took Sosa McGuire and you have nothing else to do. There's nowhere else to go if baseball goes into one of those places again where fans are down on the sport simply because the sport went away. There is no more benchmark. There is no more possibility of ever having a season or summer like that again.
Jeff Passan joins us next.
Stugatz here. Support for the Dan Le Batard Show with Stugatz podcast comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home today is so much more than it was yesterday, but at Rocket Mortgage, home is still all about you. During these challenging times, the top priority at Rocket Mortgage is the health and safety of the communities they serve. If you need mortgage assistance, their team is available 24/7 to answer questions and offer solutions. Whether that means saving money on your mortgage or finding a new way to navigate payments from their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/Lebatard to learn more. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number is 3030.
Passing going to join us in just a second here on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Here's your SportsCenter update. Ohio State football players and their parents were asked to sign an acknowledgement of risk waiver regarding the coronavirus pandemic before returning to campus for voluntary workouts on June 8th. The NBA informed teams in a memo Saturday that coronavirus testing for players and staff taking part in the league's restart will begin June 23rd and take place every other day. And finally, the two parts of the word helicopter are not heli and copter, but helico, meaning spiral, and pter.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Le Batard Show. Did you know that the two words in helicopter were helico and pter?
Meaning one with wings, like pterodactyl. Pter. I don't know how to say it, Mike. If you're like me, you love a good stat, but there's one stat you probably don't know, your vehicle's battery charge. That's why Advance Auto Parts has free vehicle battery testing and installation with no appointments necessary. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts at participating CarQuest locations. See stores for details. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to Sports Center on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
The way that we're doing this show is that Chris, Roy, Tony, and Billy are on remote via Zoom. Mike Ryan is in the shipping container. Stu Gatz and I are socially distanced here, 6 feet apart. And what just happened during the break, okay? We've been married damn near 20 years, Stu Gatz and I. This happened during the break, and I'm not even making it up. We'll get to Jeff Passan in a second. But because we were just talking about baseball killing itself, Stu Gatz was standing up, and he was saying, if they kill it, who's going to bring it back? Huh? What's going to bring it back, Dan? And I started to answer, and his response was, I'll tell you what, nothing, Dan, nothing. And then he asked me like three or four more questions. And then I tried to answer all three or four. And legitimately, this was his rebuttal on like the third or fourth try by me. He just goes into sound making. What was the sound that you made? Yes, that's right. And so I look up and I'm like, Stu Gatz, I thought we were having a conversation. And his response was, we weren't. I could have left the room.
There was no need for
it. It was just him asking questions and then answering them himself. So Jeff Passan, you come on here, please, and help us understand. I've heard the entire time I've covered baseball that a work stoppage, that fighting over money will ruin the sport. I've never believed it. It's never happened. We saw last night with this special, home runs brought it back. Steroids were medicine. If they don't have games, do you think it's going to be a death blow to baseball?
Dan, can I tell you something? When you guys, I don't know if this was earlier today, but when you were talking about Lewis Riddick, that really spoke to me. Because I feel like over the last 3 months, as I've been going on television, uh-huh, I have more and more gotten the life sucked out of me.
Yes.
And that I am, at this point, yes, looking like the Crypt Keeper from Tales from the Crypt, yes, every time I go on TV.
Well, Jeff, you realize...
I have bags under my eyes. I have just this very sunken face. I'm getting jaundiced, like live jaundicing. I feel like I'm turning yellow on the air. And it's baseball's fault. Baseball is doing this.
No, this is not baseball.
No, it's not.
It's ESPN's fault. You are learning what it's like to work at ESPN.
Because every Sunday, you look worse and worse with Hannah Storm.
No. Do not put this on baseball. It is absolutely, put it on the poll, Guillermo. Is ESPN trying to kill Jeff Passan? We'll make another one, Passan. There were Gammons before you. We will make another one. We are actively trying to kill you.
Your presence has saved Kirchen's life.
Yes, they were trying to kill Kirchen. And the only reason they stopped killing Kirchen is because they started to kill you.
Oh, God. It is. I will admit, much of it is self-inflicted. Dan, you have stayed up late writing many nights, I assume.
No, it's the thing, Jeff. It's the thing ESPN takes advantage of at every turn. People like you can't say no, and so you're on every damn show. Like
I feel like this is an important week for baseball. To actually answer your question, I don't think baseball can be killed by this, but I think baseball can be deeply harmed by it. And I think that it has, I think its approach and its tack has been irresponsible. From the absolute beginning, the only priority needed to be get back on the field. It didn't need to be, let's figure out how to split up this money and let's try to get our biggest grab of the bag. It's how do we get back on the field and get everyone satisfied with a dissatisfactory solution? Because that's what it is. Nobody was going to win here. Nobody could win. It's a mess of a year. And to see them handle it this way, trying to get a dub when there is no chance for one, it's just they have bungled this thing. They've done it. The players have done it. Everyone has bungled this from the start.
So Manfred guaranteeing a season, what's happening there?
I think he's trying to speak what he wants into reality. And I think him putting 100% and unequivocally we will play behind it definitely gives the idea heft. But there are just things that can screw it up at this point. The owners are angry with the players, and the owners have been driving so much of this from the start that they can drive it off a cliff. Like, and here's the thing, Dan. You know the way that billionaires can operate. If somebody's coming in, like the players are, trying to say, we're going to stand up to you, the owners can say, fine, we understand your average career length is 3.7 to 4 years. We're going to get rid of 1 year. And you know what? If you don't get in line, maybe we'll get rid of another year, and maybe we'll lock you out after that. We're still going to be around. We're going to survive. We survived a strike where we lost a World Series in 1994. And, yeah, maybe we came back because of Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire and Cal Ripken, but there are always going to be things that bring us back. And I think it's a really hubristic way of approaching this that just does not square with the reality of sports and entertainment these days. I think the loss of relevancy is a much more acute thing for any sports league, particularly one that has the institutional issues that baseball already does.
But Jeff, explain that out a bit. Like, there's no season this year, because if baseball has you, and it probably has you for life if it has you already, okay? Especially with my dad, with the older demographic. So there's no season this year. Next season looks like what to Jeff Passan? What happens?
Well, first, let me say, I am still on the side where I think there's probably going to be a season.
Okay.
I fear that it's going to be a shortened season, and I think the idea of having a shorter season when you can have a longer one is patently ridiculous. I think that the players have been absolutely steadfast in wanting to get paid their full prorated salary, and that's fine. If that is what is of the utmost priority to them, then owners should say, okay, then we're going to get X, Y, and Z from you. And that is how a compromise works. But the problem, Stu, is if there is no season this year, we're going into next year, 2021, with a lot of the same problems that there are this year, which is questions about fans in the stands. I mean, Major League Baseball claims that it makes 40% of its revenue with fans in the stands, tickets, suites, concessions, parking, things of that nature. And if you're going another year with a finite number of fans in the stands because they're going to be socially distanced, that is a problematic thing when you have an entire year's worth of contracts, you know, $4+ billion on the books. You're going to be coming off an off season in which free agency might as well have been dead, where you're going to see players who are actually good signing for pennies on the dollar. And so there's already going to be labor strife there. And if players don't want to pay or take any kind of a haircut next year during a potentially full regular season, that same labor strife is going to be there that is right now. And then, oh, by the way, the collective bargaining agreement expires after the 2021 season. So the second that happens, if they've been fighting all year long, players are just going to get locked out.
Is Elmo there? And if he is there, can he comment on whether or not he has noticed that Jeff Passan seems to be jaundicing to death live on ESPN television?
Elmo is really worried about Jeff. But the problem, though, is he should be turning red, not yellow.
Yes. Thank you, Elmo. Thank you, Jeff Passan. Again, Guillermo, put that on the poll. Is ESPN actively trying to kill Jeff Passan?
GEICO gets you access to licensed agents 24/7, which means that GEICO is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like your mom, when you fill out really, really important paperwork on the first day of a new job.
Name? Check. Birthday? Social security? Is that a thing? Hey, mom, what is my social security number? Mom? 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 Okay, let's guess. 0017. Oh, Gemini. Hashtag. Done.
GEICO. Always there for you with savings and 24/7 access to licensed agents.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. The Dan Le Batard Show is brought to you by 303 Touchless Sealant for the ultimate protection and shine in no time. From bedding, bed frames, and even a dog bed, Casper is everything to build the dream bedroom for every kind of sleeper.
At Le Batard Show on Twitter, if you want to get in on the polls, at Le Batard Show, we've got a few of them to update. But what was happening here between Tony and Chris, in terms of peeing in the shower, put it on the poll, Guillermo, please, at Le Batard Show. do you pee in the shower? Tony, what is happening here between you and Chris on this subject?
See, Chris again has just hypocrisy written all over him. He says peeing in the pool is good, but peeing in the shower is not good. Now I'm here to say that that's not true, and it's unequivocally wrong, Chris. Thank you.
I mean, it's simple to me. I'm cool with peeing in the pool because it's just that the chlorine, I assume, does something to it. And the best thing about peeing in the pool is that nobody ever gets caught doing it. Think to yourself, have you ever caught anyone peeing in the pool? Have you ever been caught getting pee
all
in
right.
the pool?
All right. Good point. I don't know what you said at the end there, but okay. At Levitard Show, put it on the poll as well. Have you ever been caught peeing in the pool? Have you ever caught anyone peeing in a pool? And does the chlorine indeed disinfect urine in a pool? Yes, Chris.
Now, as far as peeing in the shower, look, I'm not going to sit here and say that I've never in my life peed in the shower, but most showers are right next to a toilet. So I just don't understand this obsession. And like when I said this on Twitter yesterday, people were like, you're crazy. You don't pee in the shower. It's like, no, I generally pee in the toilet right before I jump into the shower. I don't need to pee in the shower. And I'm not trying to pee on my feet.
Chris, the thing is the drain is right there. All the water's momentum is rushing into the drain, and you could just aim and go right into the drain. There's no issue there. So if you have no issue with peeing in a pool, and I'm an avid pool peer, okay? Every pool I've gone into, I've peed in, okay? I pee in every shower I get into. No matter what it is, I always pee in every shower.
I don't know if this is just a thing, an issue at my house, but because, you know, like you ever notice that when you live with a woman, a lot of times you see hair all over the house. Women are constantly shedding hair, and that happens in the shower. So the drain in our shower is not fantastic. We have to use Drano a lot. So sometimes liquid is going very slow through the shower drain. So I don't want to pee there and see this like yellow liquid take like 6 minutes to get out of my shower. I'd rather just avoid peeing in the shower and pee right before, since the toilet is, I could pee in the toilet from the shower. So why do I need to pee in the shower?
Okay.
A lot of good points, both sides.
A lot of mortifying points as well. The idea that, Chris Cody fears a pooling of yellow urine because of how much his wife sheds hair, it's a horrifying admission to make on the air. Yes, Roy.
I just want to say that you guys are disgusting. Goodbye.
Okay. Thank you, Roy, for that contribution. I believe the shower habits of, our shower habits are really bad here.
I just want to add, my urine is not always yellow. I drink plenty of water. Most of the time it's clear. It's just when you say urine, you think yellow, even though it should be clear.
Okay. But you said that there was some yellow congealing going on. You said that you have an abnormal amount of
building up
of Drano that you buy, that you're spending a good amount of your salary on Drano because you fear urine on your feet because of the congestion of your wife's hair that you can't get out of your grid.
Zagaki.
Okay. Thank you, Chris, for nothing. Billy's got something here. Yes, Billy, please. All of your opinions.
You know, you could just buy like a little $2 thing that you put on the drain and it catches the hair. And then you take it out, you take out the hair and you throw it away. And then you're saving yourself a ton of money. Also, do you guys believe that those little tablets that like turn the pool red when someone pees work? I don't think that's real, right? That can't be. I've never seen that. And every time I go in a pool, you have to assume someone's peeing in it. And I've never seen that.
Wait a minute. You think it's an urban myth? People should absolutely. Well, people would be caught if there was a red tint associated with warm urine leaving your body. I absolutely think that that would discourage all pool peeing if that were any kind of possibility. The shame of that once would make you never pee in a pool again.
Yeah, but have you ever seen it? Because that's the rumors that they sell, like tablets and, oh, this detects urine and if you pee in my pool, I'm going to know. And it's like, I've been to a ton of pool parties and I've never seen that. Not once, but I've heard about it.
So, but we all agree that there is no mischievous behavior with a higher success rate than peeing in the pool, right? That we all like, think of something else you do in your life that you shouldn't be doing that you never get caught doing. Peeing in, that's why peeing in the pool is so much fun.
It is, right?
What do you mean it's fun?
Well, you add color, then you take the challenge out of it. I mean, the whole thing's ruined.
It feels dangerous. It feels dangerous peeing in a pool.
Yes, Billy.
I mean, you could leave shopping carts in the middle of a, a parking lot, that's also something people do often.
Yeah, I mean, Chris Cody is becoming more and more despicable. We've got his father tomorrow, and his father, all of us are being extra careful while his father isn't being careful at all. His father's not, we're trying to not get him sick.